Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. Today is Tuesday, December the 16th. Glad you're listening in. My name's Todd. I'm one of the pastors at First Family. And the Extra Point Podcast is designed to take a look back at the previous week's text and make some further application, observation, give some additional insight. And I want to do exactly that today in regards to the Trinity. I want to talk about two things we do not believe about the Trinity. You could say there are two isms. I mentioned that because in my message yesterday, I did mention three isms that we do not believe regarding God. And this came out of the text in Luke chapter 1. If you recall, I mentioned that Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 45, they really are one of the great reasons that we are theists. In other words, that we believe in theism. And that's the belief, the doctrine that God is close and he's near and that he's involved in his creation. I mentioned we're not pantheists, we're not deists, and we're not atheists. Those are all different views that are incorrect. They're wrong about God and his nearness, his closeness, his power. Of course, atheism would say there is no God. Deism said he's the creator, but he's very distant. He just kind of got it going and he took himself out of the picture. And of course, pantheism is that God is not the creator, but God is in all creation, that creation is God. So different, incorrect, false views. Luke chapter 1 shows us that Jesus Christ was present, close, near, and as the creator, which John 1 says he is, we now know that really theism is the one that is supported in Scripture, that God is the creator and that he is close and near. But I was thinking more about some false views regarding the Trinity, and here's why. We are looking at Christmas this year during Advent through a Trinitarian lens. And so there are two views of the Trinity that I want to bring to your attention to make sure you know that we do not believe these two views. We don't hold to these two things regarding the Trinity. One goes too far, and one falls too short. First of all, the one that goes too far is tritheism. So you can tell by the name that this is the belief that there are three gods. It's a slightly different version from a polytheism or a belief in many gods. This would say there are only three gods, but they would say there are three different gods. That is not what theism or Orthodox Christianity believes. We do not believe in tritheism. We believe there is one God, and Scripture's very clear about this in the Old and New Testament. There is one God. And so there's not three gods, but there are three persons within the Godhead. So this is biblical theism, and it speaks against and obviously rebukes tritheism. A few observations to help you understand why tritheism goes too far. As I mentioned, it's strictly and clearly unbiblical. Deuteronomy 6 does say that the Lord our God is one. But also it fractures God's will and God's nature. The Scriptures talk about God being one in essence, one in substance. And so if there is more than one, then there's going to be more than one will. And some would say, well, they just share a will, or they're a coalition working together. But that's not how the Bible ever presents redemption's plan or God's saving purpose. It never presents God's sovereign authority in that way, like a coalition or a group. It's always one divine will, one saving purpose, one sovereign authority. There aren't three independent centers of deity. There is one God. And so understanding that it fractures God's will, it really makes salvation unstable, the possibility of the Son or the Spirit contradicting or going against the will of the Father or vice versa. All of these things really just make tritheism unacceptable, unbiblical. I want to encourage you and make sure you're understanding that it's not Orthodox or Christian. There aren't three gods. It's a polytheistic view, but it limits its view to three and not more. That's tritheism, and it goes too far in regards to the Trinity. The view that falls too short is modalism. So we aren't modalists and we're not tritheists. We are theists and we believe in the Trinity and we don't believe in modalism. In modalism, they would say there's one God, but that he takes on different modes or manifestations. He's not an actual person. So there isn't a personality or a distinction within the Godhead. There's just one God, and he kind of takes on different appearances as different situations necessitate. Now, if this is true, and it's not, this is clearly unbiblical, but if it were true, this would mean that the Father did not truly send the Son, as John 3:16 says, as Galatians 4:4 says, because there's not really a Son to send. There's just this moment in which God appears as a Son and as a man. It would mean that the Son did not genuinely obey the Father. Those are distinct actions by distinct persons. When John 5 and Philippians 2 talk about that, that would mean that that didn't actually happen because there's just one God. And so he just made some different appearances at different times, different modes kind of kicked in. It would mean that the Son did not send the Helper along with the Father. In other words, the Spirit did not proceed from the Father and the Son, because how would that work if there's really just one and there's different appearances at times? So the idea of manifestations or modes or appearances, that's called modalism. It's unbiblical. It falls too short. And again, the whole redemptive story just kind of collapses when you have this divine role playing, so to speak. Instead, what we know from Scripture is that there are three distinct persons that are in a completely perfect and pure relationship in eternity. Intra-Trinitarian action, we call it. And this is what's so beautiful. And I admit to you, this is very mysterious. It is not easy to comprehend. It's not easy to explain. I don't know if I know a good analogy for the Trinity. Some have, you know, used like an egg. Some have used water. I think there's a recent guy online using ice cream, and I think he's being more facetious than anything. And these are good efforts in one sense. I mean, we're trying to find, you know, what is one and yet in three, but they all still fall short because this is a beautiful mystery for sure. And it's a biblical mystery for sure. And yet the mystery of the Trinity, when understood biblically, is that there is one God in three persons. And this keeps the distinction without division. I think that's what tritheism does. It divides, or any kind of polytheism would do that. But in real theism, there's continued biblical distinction without division. There's unity. This unity, of course, is without confusion. There's one will, one saving purpose, one authority, and there's one God in three eternal persons who have related perfectly, sinlessly, purely for all of eternity. So this really is the doctrine of the Trinity that has been held to and understood, and it has captured the attention of church fathers and theologians for centuries, no doubt. But it is essential to being a Christian. Understanding the Trinity to the degree that we believe what the Bible teaches about it, one God in three persons, this is essential to Christianity. I said this last week, and I'll say it again today. One cannot be a Christian if it does not believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, that the Son of God was a distinct, real person who came to earth, condescended, incarnated, lived a perfect life, sinless, died, and rose again. Anything less than that belief in the Son of God violates really what's necessary for salvation, full faith in Jesus Christ. And so just keep in mind, the Trinity, while it's mysterious, it is coherent, it is consistent, and is necessary. And so as you think through this and continue to ask the Lord to give you insight and faith in really the way the Bible presents the Trinity, just know there are two things we don't believe about it. We don't believe in modalism. We're not modalists. And we don't believe in tritheism. We're not tritheists. We are theists who believe in theism. That is, that there is one God in three persons. And I'm so thankful for that. Throughout history, throughout the biblical record, eternity, God has been in perfect unity with himself, all three persons, working one sovereign will with one sovereign authority. Thank the Lord for the beautiful mystery of the Godhead.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.